This will be a short 15-minute meditation in which we simply come to be with whatever we have right now and notice the fluid nature of our experience. So I invite you now to, as I ring the bowl, to allow the sound to rise and fall within you. So taking a couple of minutes to settle. Allowing any obvious areas of tension to drain away on an out-breath. In order to allow you to sit comfortably or lie comfortably for the duration of this meditation, and so attending to your own experience, whatever you feel your body needs right now to relax as deeply as possible. Using your tools of settling and grounding. Asking your body what it's needing right now. Turning inward and asking, what do I need right now? Do I need to take deeper breaths? Just a few to allow me to settle. Do I need to be with my senses? To make contact with the environment around me. Do I need to make peace with gravity to allow me to settle and make connection with the earth? Do I need to be soothed by the breath? Do I need to be soothed by allowing light in? And as we go through our settling routine that is tailored just to ourselves, giving yourself also permission to release any holding you may be still feeling in your body. Allowing the body to release and move into whatever position it likes. So now bringing your awareness to your sense of hearing. Becoming aware of sounds close at the mid-range and far away sounds too. Short sounds, long sounds, or longer sounds. Irregular, spontaneous sounds. Regular sounds. noticing if you have a preference for any of these things. Sounds that come and go very quickly, and sounds that linger. What happens when sounds linger? What happens to the breath? Just noticing what happens is enough. Just being, just noticing. No need for trying to change. So giving thanks for your sense of hearing. Hearing so deeply, so richly, and on so many different levels. Turning now towards your sense of sight. If your eyes are closed, just noticing the patterns of colours and of light behind your eyelids. What happens when you really look at those colours? When you really place your attention there. You maybe notice that as you place your awareness in your eyes, they start to flicker. This is merely energy flow. Our eyes and our hands are two particularly sensitive areas to energy. When we place our awareness there, we often become very acutely aware of the energy. This increased energy, as we increase our awareness, can invite in slight movement. If you feel compelled to open your eyes, do so. Perhaps noticing how you see slightly differently from normal. Perhaps as an observer. Looking in on reality. Noticing shapes, just shapes for what they are, just colours for what they are. Now to your sense of touch. Maybe you're wearing something very soft. You can indulge yourself in the quality of the texture. Breathing with it. Smiling with it. Allowing it to enrich and nourish this moment with you. I'm feeling how lovely it is to do that, and perhaps how rare we do this. Perhaps it's rare because if we do this, we feel other people will notice us just taking a few minutes out to indulge ourselves, and that they'll feel we're a bit strange. Really, this is just self-care, just looking after ourselves at intervals throughout the day. And you can do this on your own. Or if you feel daring, do this in front of other people and welcome them to do the same. Other people will copy. So allow yourself to smile at yourself. As you feel something very soft or very pleasurable, allow yourself to smile to yourself as you sit and enjoy the pleasure of just resting in a seat and feeling connected with the ground. Noticing that sense of love and enjoyment that you gain from doing this. Letting go of any conditioning we may have taken on board about this being weird. Or self-indulgent, too self-indulgent. Feeling the warmth of your own hands as you rub your hands together. Allowing your mouth to be soft, allowing a smile to emerge, if that takes your fancy. Maybe you have an object that feels nice, comforting, or strange, unusual to the touch. Something which brings you alive. And so, as we come to the end of this meditation, just seeing if we can take with us this natural air of curiosity and love for what we have just now in our experience. Resting with that and being grateful for that.